Welcome to DNA Replication and Protein Synthesis. In today's lesson on DNA Replication and Protein Synthesis, we will answer three questions. Question one, how does DNA replicate itself? Question two, how is RNA synthesized from DNA? Question three, how is RNA used to build proteins? So by the end of this lesson, we'll be able to understand the difference between cellular DNA replication, transcription, and translation. We should be able to apply the rules of nucleotide base pairing in cellular DNA replication, transcription, and translation. And we also should be able to understand the process of protein synthesis. So let's get started. We will first start with DNA replication. In order to understand DNA replication, we must understand, as with all living organisms, as time passes, we grow and develop. This is the same for our cells. The cell cycle is one of growth, development, and reproduction. In the cell cycle, during cell division, the parent cell must create two daughter cells, which means the parent cell needs twice as much DNA. The cell does this by replicating the DNA. Once the cell unwinds the DNA strand and unzips the DNA, it ends up making room for another DNA strand to replicate the two original DNA strands. Before we get into replication, let's review the four nucleotides in DNA. The four nucleotides in DNA are adenine, or A, thymine, or T, cytosine, or C, and guanine, or G. Each nucleotide has a match that it would always pair with. Adenine would always pair with thymine, and vice versa. A pairs with T. The mnemonic, always together, will help you remember this. On the other hand, guanine will always pair with cytosine. G pairs with C, and vice versa. The mnemonic, great couple, will help you remember this. Now, when the double helix DNA strand unwinds and unzips during the cell cycle, it is time for DNA replication. Question. If the DNA strand has an A or adenine on one strand, what would be the matching nucleotide for the complementary DNA base strand, DNA strand? If you chose thymine, thymine is the correct answer. Great job. Because A pairs with T, adenine pairs with thymine. Another question. If the DNA strand has a thymine or a T as a nucleotide, what would be the resulting or complementary nucleotide? If you chose adenine, adenine is absolutely correct. Great job. Remember, A and T are pairs. The mnemonic, always together, will help us remember that. Let's try a few more. If the DNA strand has a G or guanine, what would be the matching or complementary nucleotide? If you chose cytosine, you're absolutely correct. Let's try another one. If the DNA strand has C or cytosine, what would be the matching nucleotide? If you chose guanine, you are 100% correct. Remember, C and G are pairs. And remembering the mnemonic, great couple, will help you memorize that guanine always pairs with cytosine. Last question. If a strand has the nucleotides A, T, G, what would be the resulting strand after replication? The answer will be T, A, C. The reason being is because A, adenine, pairs with T, thymine. Thymine pairs with A, adenine. G, guanine pairs with C, cytosine. So the complementary strand that would match with that particular part of the DNA strand would be TAC. You did great. I mean, and that's DNA replication. Congratulations. Now that the two cells will have the DNA they need to become individual cells and go through the cell cycle, it's time to talk about how the cells use DNA to create protein. The first step in protein synthesis is turning DNA into RNA in a process called transcription. Now, there's a difference between replication and transcription. Just think of it as DNA being rewritten. The script in transcription means something is about to be written. So DNA is about to be rewritten into RNA. Transcription is similar to DNA replication in many ways, except two things. One, there is no thymine in RNA. I repeat, there is no thymine in RNA. Thymine is replaced by an RNA-specific nucleotide called uracil. The second thing we should know is RNA is single-stranded, not like DNA, which is double-stranded. I mean, and that's it. Let's get to practicing. So if a DNA strand has an A or adenine, what would be the resulting nucleotide on the RNA strand? Hint, it's not thymine, because RNA does not have a T. So on the resulting RNA strand, the complementary base pair will be uracil, because U replaces T in RNA. So if you chose uracil, that's perfect. If a strand of DNA has a sequence ATG, what would be the transcribed sequence? Remember, when you hear the word transcription or transcribed, you have to understand that it is asking you to turn DNA into RNA. So, if a strand of DNA sequence is ATG, what would be the transcribed sequence? So, A matches with U, so U will be the first nucleotide. T matches with A, and G matches with C. So UAC will be our transcribed RNA sequence. That's a great job. You guys are getting this very, very fast. Let's keep going. The last topic we will cover is translation. Cellular translation is when RNA is turned into an amino acid chain. The amino acid chain then forms a particular protein. This works by using ribosomes that read the RNA strands in three nucleotides at a time. Each set of three nucleotides are called a codon. Each codon on the RNA strand codes for a specific amino acid. Before the ribosomes can go get the correct amino acid, the RNA strand must be translated. So our last thing we have to remember is translation. Translation is similar to DNA replication and transcription, but this will be the first time the cells will convert RNA to RNA so that it can find the right protein. We will discuss the amino acid chart in a future lesson, but here's an example of the process. What is the translated RNA for the codon AAU? And what amino acid will the codon produce? We know how to do the first part, which is translate AAU, because in translation, we're doing nothing more but turning RNA into more RNA. So if I wanted to transcribe AAU, A has a complementary pair of U. So AA, the complementary pairs will be UU. And then U has a complementary pair of A. So the AAU transcribes to UUA. Perfect. Now, the last step in translation is when the is to find the amino acid that corresponds to UUA. We look at our amino acid codon chart, and we see that UUA codes for the amino acid leucine. When we continue translation down the RNA strands, we come up with a long amino acid chain derived from us translating RNA to amino acid. From our unit in biomolecules in module 2, we know that amino acids are the monomer of protein. And really, that's it. Now you should be able to replicate a DNA strand, transcribe RNA from DNA, and translate an RNA strand to amino acid chain. Next, scroll down on the main web page and let's see what you know, and show me what you know with a little quiz game. See you soon.